Today's daf is Masechet Brachot daf Yud Bet. On the second page, on Amud Bet, Chazal wanted to include the parsha of Balak in Kriya Shema. Bikshu likbo a parsha Balak Kriya Shema b'nima lo kavua mishim tarach tzibur. Very interesting. The Gemara goes on to explain that this refers to the pasuk of Karash Achav Kari Chalavich Kimenu, which is a bracha that Bilam gave to Am Yisrael that were compared to lions. This is actually, when you look in the Psukim, the second consecutive Pasuk in the blessing of Bilam or B'nai Yisrael are likened to a lion. The first one describes an active lion that springs, attacks, and devours its prey. The second reference first describes a lion sleeping soundly, symbolizing no fear, and then, similar like a lion, Uchalavi, Yikimenu, who can wake them? So a person who's scared is going to sleep with one eye open, but a person who sleeps like a lion sleeps very soundly. The Ramban on Chumash explains the first Pasuk as describing B'nai Yisrael conquering Eretz Yisrael, and the seven nations were like a pouncing lion attacking our prey. And then after we come into Eretz Yisrael and settle down, we rest like a lion, no one can move them. And that's the beautiful comment of the Ramban. The Rashi learns the first Pasuk is a reference to waking up like a lion to grab mitzvos, wear a talis, read Kriya Shema, put on tefillin. Just as a lion grabs its prey, so too we, every morning we wake up, we grab mitzvos. We grab each opportunity we have to do a mitzvah. In the second half of the pasuk, in that first pasuk, is at night. Mishkav, that's the pasuk, is at night. We don't sleep until we've defeated all the mazikim, the injurious mazikim that try to harm us. So that, perhaps a reference to Kriya Shema Shalamita, which was a few days ago in the Dapim that we read in Brachos. The Rashi doesn't actually comment on the second pace of Karash Achav Kari, which we could suggest represents the regular Kriya Shema of Arvit. So in our Gemara, the text is the second pasuk that Chazal wanted to institute Karash Achav. But in the version of the Maharsha, if you look in the back of the Gemaras, it's the first pasuk Hein Am Kelavi, which fits very nicely with the idea that we just said, which is that the first pasuk is referring to Kriya Shema of Shacharit, and the second pasuk, both pasukim are comparing us to lions. The first pasuk compares us to lion is the one we're waking up, the lion that pounces and jumps and wakes up. That's the lion with lots of energy. That's the Kriya Shema of Shacharit, and the second one, which talks about the lion sleeping, is a Kriya Shema of Arvit. Lemaisa Chazal, we're not adding in this parsha of Balak because of Tircha Tzibor, and they would have had to go in with all the. They would have had to go in with all of the whole parsha itself, with all the brachos of Bilam, because of what the Gemara answers, that we don't break up the parsha. So Agav, I saw in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer Al Torah, and Balak, he quotes from Shelus Achuvus Michtav of Chizkiyahu, which was written by the Stechemen. He quotes in the name of Mari Al-Ghazi, the Tircha Tzibor is actually a Torah prohibition. Rav Asher Weiss actually agrees with this concept, and he notes that this whole idea highlights the importance of Kavod Tzibor, the honoring the respecting the community, respecting the Tzibor, respecting the people that have come and gathered to Davin and to learn together, and has numerous applications in halacha, such as not rolling a sefer Torah to the next reading and having a second one right at the spot. What is the idea actually of this parsha that they wanted to include? We should think that Bilam was a person who was testifying, we are like a nation of lions. Hein am kelavi yakum, we get up like lions. Karash achav ari, we sleep like lions. Bilam, as we said, he's the ultimate outsider, so his testimony is real testimony. He's telling, you are a Jew, you can do this, you can get up like a lion, you can have that power, you can have that confidence in yourself. And the Gemara says that when they wanted to be koveah, this parsha, Bilam, in Kriya Shema, that's because there's something missing from Kriya Shema. There's something that they wanted to add. So they didn't put it in because of Tircha Tzibor, but it's not a reiteration of what the Torah already said. B'shoch b'chav k'mech, it's true, we go to sleep, we wake up. But it's telling us something else, that we know that we can do it. How do we know we can do it? Because Bilam, one of our greatest enemies, told us we're a nation of lions. We're a nation that sleeps like lions and rises like lions. And that's something that can be a great chizuk for us every day as we wake up like lions to grab the mitzvos and to sleep soundly, because we know that all the great things that we are and we do as a nation protect us.